bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Gears Initiative Zambia has called for unity as the nation mourns former President Edgar Lungu. The much-anticipated Likumbi Lyamize fundraising dinner dance has been postponed. In international news, Chad has suspended U.S. visas in revenge for Trump's travel ban. In sports news, Copper Queens striker Otumba Lubanji has undergone a successful surgery in China.
And now, Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. In a heartfelt appeal to the nation, Gears Initiative Zambia has called on all Zambians to come together in unity and solidarity as the country mourns the passing of former President Edgar Lungu. Patrick Kaumba, Executive Director of Gears Initiative Zambia, emphasized the importance of honoring President Lungu's legacy by promoting peace, love and unity across the nation during this difficult period, highlighting President Lungu's significant contribution to Zambia's growth and development. Mr. Kaumba acknowledged the lasting impact of his policies on the lives of many Zambians. He added that his leadership helped shape the progress of our nation, and his legacy will continue to inspire future generations of Zambians. United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia leader Charles Chanda has expressed deep sadness at President Edgar Lungu's passing. Mr. Chanda has called for the nation to reflect on how they treat their leaders while they are alive. Mr. Chanda shared that Dr. Lungu worked hard for the country even during tough times. His dedication to the people of Zambia will always be remembered. The UPPZ leader encouraged citizens to come together in unity during this difficult time.
And this is the time that we need to unite as citizens, as we mourn our leader. There is nothing that will change the very fact that he ruled us. Yes, you cannot please everybody, but one thing that we cannot take away from his presidency is that he did what he could as a leader to make the nation what it was supposed to be. We are fully aware that the cost of living was not as high as it is today. How he did it as a leader, that is not something that is going to make us worried. But he led the country, and now he is gone to rest. I wish to extend my sincere condolences to the family, and of course to the political family.
The Likumbi Lyamize Culture Association has officially announced the postponement of its much-anticipated fundraising dinner dance originally scheduled for this evening at the government complex. This decision comes in light of the passing of Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, the 60th President of the Republic of Zambia. Speaking during a press briefing held this morning, Isaac Kanguya, National Chairman of the Likumbi Lyamize Cultural Association, expressed deep condolences to the late President's family and the nation. Mr. Kanguya emphasized that the postponement is a mark of respect for the late President and his family. The association has also formally notified the government of this change through a letter cabinet.
The Likumbi Lyamize Cultural Association was supposed to hold its fundraising dinner dance here at government complex starting at 18 hours. With the prevailing situation in the nation, we wish to announce that the dinner dance that was supposed to take place today has been postponed until after the former head of state has been put to rest. We took this decision to postpone the dinner dance out of respect for the 60th President of the Republic of Zambia and the former state family, so that we join the nation and everyone in mourning a man who once held the highest office in the land. In view of the above, we further wish to inform all those that bought tickets that their tickets will remain valid until the new date for the dinner dance is announced.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested five officers from the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, on allegations of corrupt practices. The officers, Janet Chisha, Joel Banda, Rhoda Tiesu, Constance Masupelo, and Leah Kunda, have been released on bond and will soon appear in court. They arrest follow investigations into allegations of soliciting bribes from motorists, overlooking traffic offences, issuing test certificates without proper inspections and issuing licences, and providing other favours or in violation of the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 464 of the Laws of Zambia. ACC Director General Daphne Pauline Soko-Chavu has since warned public officials about the severe consequences of traffic corruption, such as increased road accidents, damage and loss of life due to unroadworthy vehicles and incompetent drivers. In international news, the Central African nation of Chad says it is suspending all visas to U.S. citizens as a matter of reciprocate, after learning that it is one of the dozen countries whose nationals are banned from traveling to the U.S. Chad has neither plans to offer nor billions of dollars to give, but Chad has its dignity and pride and is hoping the president to reciprocate. And continued President Mohamed Idriss Déby Itno in a Facebook post in French on Thursday. Africa is on the continent worst affected by the travel ban announced by the U.S. President Donald Trump, with seven of the 12 countries on the list. It is set to come into effect on Monday. The order prohibits people from Chad, Congo-Brazzaville, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Libya, Somalia and Sudan, as well as Afghanistan, Myanmar, Haiti, Iran and Yemen from entering the U.S. Still in international news, the World Bank says it is lifting a ban on loans to Uganda that it had put in place 2 years ago when the country passed a law against LGBTQ people. In 2023, Uganda voted in some of the world's harshest anti-homosexual legislation, meaning that anybody engaging in certain same-sex acts can be sentenced to death. Since then, hundreds of people have been evicted from their homes, subjected to violence, or arrested because of their sexuality, according to Uganda's Human Rights Awareness and Promotion Forum. But the World Bank says it is confident that new mitigation measures will allow it to rule out funding in such a way that does not harm or discriminate anyone against LGBT or pass a draconian new law. We take a short break and we'll be back with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. They should bring you the best quarters Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Magazine on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power and what is FM Lusaka? Number one hit station. Number one hit station. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The Zambia national women's team Copa Queens top striker Otumba Oseke Lubanji has successfully undergone anterior cruciate ligament ACL surgery in China. The procedure follows an injury she sustained during Zambia's match against Uzbekistan at the recent Four Nations tournament held in China. The 23-year-old, who plays for Chinese women's Super League side Changchun Zhanzhong, underwent successful surgery on May 30th, 2025. According to Bola News, Zambia's ambassador to China, Ivan Zulu, visited the player at Juhostan Medical Hospital in China. As a result, Lubangi is expected to meet the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations, scheduled to take place in Morocco from the 5th of July to the 26th in 2025. And on that sporting note, we have come to the end of the lunchtime news. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more.